So the priceless question is this: how are average people like us that play by the rules, going to school, listening to our parents, having to just settle in life, working day to day to make ends meet, but how are we now making above average income, getting massive cash flow, and having the time freedom to do what we want, when we want, and how we want? That's the real question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Maurice Trimble Jr., aka The Rich Lab Rat, and welcome to Clinical Study Secrets. Greetings, Maurice Trimble, Rich Lab Rat here. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Clinical Study Secrets podcast. I wanted to make this quick video. I have a little event I got to go to, but I wanted to make this quick video and entitle it, You Must Know Your Body. You got to know your body, right? Everybody's body is different. So I actually, you know, if you heard my previous podcast, I've had a lot of travel I've been doing, going back and forth, checking out studies, not just seeing for myself, but mainly checking out studies for the actual Clinical Study Secrets membership that I'm going to be launching soon. I'm going to help a lot of people to know how to, you know, vastly increase their income, their cash flow. And in doing so, I've come to find, like, for instance, you have to know your body. So for me, I had a couple of flights, you know, that delayed, some canceled. I had to switch things up, right? And when these things happen, you know, obviously it's life. But in the midst of that happening, I know that going back and forth, when it was a delay in a flight, I had to run to this gate. And if you know anything about Dallas-Fort Worth, Kansas City, some of these places, a lot of airports, international, really big ones, they have like the trams, like the trains that go back and forth. Well, if you change your flight or the gate last minute, things of that nature, you got to make haste and go to the next one, right? And in doing so, it's going to make someone like me, my labs, to be off, right? Because creatine is a big thing with me. That would be something that keeps, you know, me in terms of studies and having to do a repeat. Now, you might say, what is a repeat, Maurice? Well, you'll find out more about that more in a membership when it comes out, right? But just to say, for this namesake, a repeat is mainly dealing with when they have to retake your lab or whatever that thing is. It could be blood. It could be vitals. It could be EKG. It could be, like, for instance, for me, it's CK, creatine. So if I do any movement around, a lot of walking, a lot of up and down stairs, and me, I'm an athlete, so I haven't played basketball in, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many years. And I used to be a gym rat in the gym. Like, my dad ushered and pushed it down upon me so long. We used to have battles, me and my dad. I didn't beat him. I attempted to play him and beat him. I was 13, didn't beat him until I got to be 22, right? But anyway, so yeah, basketball, for me to put the basketball down, oh my gosh. My levels would be high if I played basketball. So I had to put it down. Lifting weights, walking around a lot, even in a grocery store. Can't really do that, right? I mean, I go as far-fetched. If I had a study screening coming up, like I did, or had to do an outpatient visit, like I did, I would be in, if I had to go to Walmart or a store like that or something, like HEB in Texas, right? I'd get in those little buggies, you know, them handicap buggies, right? And be in that going around. Because it's just that serious. If a study is talking about 6,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, this outlandish kind of monies that's so easy, right, to obtain, but yet you got to have your levels the way they want it. Like, for instance, TK, for most studies, the range is from 30 to 200, right? 30 to 200. Mine was, for instance, 234, right? Now, if I had to play basketball, I'd probably have been like 400 or 500, right? So, know your body. That's the name of this podcast. For you, for instance, for everybody that might want to know a way to check things before you even get into a study, you could go to an app, right? And you can, and I'm going to give you some gem here. This is a jewel. It's called ZocDoc. ZocDoc. Right? So Z, Zulu, O, Oscar, C, Charlie. Zoc. And then Doc. Right? You don't got to have insurance. You don't got to have anything like that. They take care of it for you. 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks. Sometimes 50 bucks. Right? But they will be able to give you checkups, whether it's your blood for vitals, whether it's your blood pressure, whatever have you, dealing with CK like me. They check these things and make sure that you're okay, make sure your levels are okay. And that's astronomical for someone like me, because for the simple fact that, you know, I always got to know what's going on with myself. Now, when you know your body very well, you'll know what's going on. You don't have to have a doctor tell you, but some people need to get checked up. Even after a study sometimes, it's how you know we're some of the healthiest individuals, right? I know I'm like grade A, USDA, healthy, right? But for the simple fact that it's not just the studies that giving you the actual labs, the doctor of the physicals, the checking everything. I'm actually going to use ZocDoc and things of that nature. I would do after a study if I wanted to make sure I can, you know, double cross check, check everything, make sure everything's okay, right? Which it has been for more than 12 years, right? So yeah, just remember that. If you're doing a study and you're looking to be, like if you're into this, doing it for a while, if you're having a problem with in terms of maybe it could be your blood levels. Some people have a problem with doing their blood draws with their veins, right? In these situations, might want to go and see exactly going to someone to get your blood drawn and see how they're doing it. What angle are they doing it at? You know, how are they doing it? So you can let the phlebotomist know there, hey, I got to be done this way, right? So they'll know. Other individuals, it might be their EKGs. You want to know your levels for things so you can know how to have it leveled. Drinking water is a must. Huge drinking water. It's going to flush any kind of drugs out of your system. A lot of drugs have these things called half-life. It's half the time it takes to get out of your system, right? So that's very vital to know this. Asking that at the actual study facility, whether it's the doctor, whether it's the recruiter, whether it's your coordinator, stuff is very vital to know. Because when you do these things, you'll know about your body very well. And that's a good thing. To know about your health is to have true wealth, right? Because having good health is wealth, right? Not the money, like some people think. This man-made substance of paper we call money. That's not true wealth. These things are priceless when you're talking about good health and the practices in order to maintain it and to keep it skyrocketing for the progression for yourself. Yeah, I have a flight coming up where I got to go back to Kansas with Dr. Vince to check out some things. And then for Trey and Madison, they had contacted me and let me know something that I think is very vital to share with all of you, right? And I'll leave you all with this. Some studies have it to where they have Quest Diagnostic, they have LabCorp. And say if you're traveling out of town, make a mention to these individuals, because they can actually do your labs. If you had a repeat, for instance, and can go send the paperwork over they can to the Quest Diagnostic in your area, in your market, in your city, where you don't have to go back and forth with flying and flights and stuff like that. Not having to go back and forth with flights, that's crucial, because yeah, the flights can add up. That can get costly, okay? So that's good when studies do that. There's a handful of them that do it, I know. I'll be sharing all that with you all, but just know that's a good thing to have that as well, right? Because it makes it to where you don't have to fly back and fly back and forth to get these labs. You can go to Quest, go to LabCorp. They do the labs for you. If you have a repeat, right, meaning you have to redo something, they send it to them. Good to go. So I'll keep y'all posted. Stay tuned. And smile, say cheese. I'm going to show you how to make that cheese, always. You want the secrets to clinical study trials? Then go get my free Clinical Study Secrets guide at clinicalstudysecrets.com. Inside this guide, you'll see me crush the 12 false beliefs that hold people back in life, but you'll also discover how to become a rich lab rat so you too can escape the rat race.